Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I could not be more excited. You've seen him here before, but I have to tell you, Dr. Hirschhorn was the first person who came out swinging, saying with his book, The Pandemic Blunder, something is very wrong. He was ringing the alarm out there, like even before we heard of any of this, trying to warn the public. And he's kept up on it, keeps putting out research, keeps writing articles. And he wrote something this week that I had to have him back on because everyone's very confused as to who Dr. Fauci is, what is going on, and why is it going on this long? And thank you for coming, Dr. Hirschhorn. I am so pleased to have you here. You really led the way and led the march. And I know Dr. McCullough and Dr. Z and all these people out there are very grateful for your work and your continued work. But you are coming across a lot of stuff now that is criminal. It's criminal in my
mind. It is. Absolutely. I'm amazed myself that I keep finding more and more data that reveals the truth that the mainstream media suppresses. Okay. So too much of the public is still ignorant. You know, they just don't know the real facts because they've bought into the propaganda, right? Pure propaganda.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because you actually wrote another book about how to save our democracy, delusional democracy, That's a long time ago.
Yes.
But we really need that help now because the problem is that they're getting away with it. Because I feel like now you were sounding the alarm. Literally, the first person I ever heard talking about that this was something was very wrong here was you. And now we're at a place where we are injecting children with these vaccines and parents are putting their pictures on Facebook like, yay, my kid got the second dose. And people are in some kind of psychosis. Something
Absolutely.
Is wrong. Everyone.
Yeah. It's amazing to me, you know. In one of my recent articles, I went back and I looked how it all started.
Right.
I mean, even I couldn't quite believe how did we let this happen?
Right.
And so when I went back, it was easy for me from a historical viewpoint to pinpoint the exact moment almost when Fauci gave testimony at a March 2020 hearing. Okay. And he tells the Congress, apparently he must have been sworn in. That doesn't mean anything for him.
Yeah.
But he lied. And what he did was absolutely brilliant in a sense, if you're a terrible human being.
Right.
Because what he did was tell Congress under oath, I believe, that this new virus was going to be very lethal. In fact, it was going to be 10 times worse than the seasonal flu. And that testimony set in motion with the mainstream media for one purpose, to put fear into American minds that what was hitting them was this terribly lethal, deadly new virus from China. And so I went back and I looked at all of this, and then I wasn't the only one. There were a few people, but they didn't get any attention.
Right.
In 2020, who also looked at his testimony and said, this really doesn't look kosher. It doesn't make sense. And it did not make sense. So I want to be real clear. His lie was ingenious because the lethality or how deadly the new virus was really only pertained to the very elderly. That's what the real data has consistently shown. Okay. But he didn't say anything like that. He didn't say, well, this new virus could be really bad for people over 70. No, he made it sound, in fact, he did say the whole population, had to be fearful of a very, very deadly virus. Well, as it turns out, this COVID virus is not very deadly for the vast majority of people. The data shows from CDC even, it's only deadly for people 70 and above, or maybe 65 and above, okay?
Right.
And so, but what he did was so ingenious because it set in motion all of these terrible pandemic controls, the lockdowns, the school closings, the masking, everything that the government did from Fauci's direction, and the vaccine strategy, make enough vaccines to give the shots to everyone, when in fact, nobody really needs the shots below about the age of 65 or 70,
right.
Okay?
Right.
So the whole thing that we're living through and suffering through, all the, in fact, more people have died from all of these contagion controls that Fauci instituted than from COVID itself.
Right.
There's no
right.
doubt about that now, no. Okay?
They and never cared. You, they never cared. They didn't care.
Yeah, he calls himself a public health official.
I know.
He has destroyed public health, all right?
Yeah.
And not at the same time he was pushing the deadliness of the new vaccine, he did one other thing concurrently. He stopped the wide use of the generic medicines, right. hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which, if they had been given, by the way, to the people over 65 or 70, could have saved their lives. They didn't even need the vaccine, okay? Right. They really needed the use of the generics. We know that now. The generics really work.
Right.
I'm telling you and your wonderful.
You said it from the beginning. I mean, you were out there calling it out in the beginning. But to me, that's a crime against humanity beyond comprehension, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm taking ivermectin myself now. I know lots of other people.
Me too.
Are taking it as a prophylactic, a modest dose weekly, okay? And I tell you, I have a new article. I'm just finishing it today. You won't believe the stuff I'm going to tell you. There was a report just issued in a very subtle way about maybe 10 days ago. Guess not from one of the big federal agencies we think of as running the pandemic, but from the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense, now listen to this, Mel. They do a wonderful study. They get access to all the patient data under Medicare. So these are people 65 and older, okay? They do a study, and by the way, of 5.6 million Medicare people, 65 and older, listen to this, all of them in this sample, fully vaccinated. So this turned out to be a study of breakthrough infections.
Wow.
And why Colin Powell died yesterday.
Right.
And I'm listening to the news and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, he's exactly what this Defense Department study talked about. You will not believe I'm going to get my data.
Oh,
I just want to read a few numbers to you.
Wow.
And I'm writing this up today in a new article out of this sample of 65 and older people fully vaccinated. I want to emphasize that. 161,000 breakthrough cases, okay? 33,000 had to be hospitalized.
Oh, wow.
Over 10,000 had to go to ICU units. Now the final number I want to give you, Mel. This is incredible. This is from a small sample, by the way, only 10% of Medicare people. How many people died from breakthrough infections? Because right now, when you listen to Fauci and the government, they make it sound, well, if you get a breakthrough infection, not to worry, you know, it's not going to be bad. You're fully vaccinated, don't worry. How many people died in this small sample? 3,381.
Now, oh my God.
I always like to point out how many people died on 9/11.
Right.
3,000. That was big news, right?
Yeah.
Here's
so this is after both shots.
Both shots.
Wow.
Both shots. Now, wait a minute. This is only half the story. This is 3,081 died, okay? This is, they undercounted because they followed, listen to this, they followed the CDC rule. They did not count any of these adverse effects or deaths that happened within 14 days of being vaccinated. Not counted.
What is that about? I was going to ask you that the CDC, how do they justify that rule?
It's pure
criminal
deception.
Right.
It's a pure deception to make the numbers look better than they really are. Okay. What I'm telling you, there are other reasons why the numbers from the small sample, 10% of Medicare, mind you,
right?
That there were probably 10 or 20,000 deaths already from breakthrough infections. Because like Colin Powell, people over 65 have a lot of comorbidities. They have a lot of diseases. Yeah. So it's no surprise. And by the, here's the other big news found in this study. You won't believe everything I'm going to tell you.
Oh my God.
Well, they also found that these vaccines that everyone has been taking, and half the group, pretty much half had Moderna, half had Pfizer, okay? The effectiveness of both of these major vaccines dropped down after a few months. So the longer you are away from your vaccination shots, the worse you become because you lose the effectiveness of these vaccines. Now proven by this data. By the way, there was an official website with this Department of Defense data. Right. That website no longer exists.
Well, there you go.
It was taken down. And who do you think, I'm sure, caused the Defense Department to take down this data? It must have been Fauci, NIH, CDC, and FDA, because all of the data in the study, Mel, I'm about to publish it, undercuts the whole mass vaccination program.
Oh my God. And now what's even scarier is he's saying that everyone has to get booster shots.
Yes.
And it's like, what is the, I keep saying, like, what is in the booster shots? And already bad enough.
Here's the craziness, Mel. It hasn't worked in the first place against, by the way, what they also found, it doesn't work against variants like the Delta variant. Right. So something that hasn't worked to begin with in the first two shots, they're going to give you the same vaccine that doesn't work in the booster shot.
Right. So
the whole thing is a scam.
Yeah. And here's the scariest part, because we talked about the Delta variant. And also, I mean, how can you say that it's a Delta variant and not the breakthrough infections or thing or the side effects in those 14 days when they're saying that you're not vaccinated? It's all crazy. But I'm a little nervous because we have an actual flu season coming up.
Yes.
And I feel like they're, like you said, it was about fear and panic and all of this. There's still so many people watching. The mainstream media are such criminals, crimes against humanity off the charts in this entire mess. But I'm very nervous for the upcoming flu season and how they're going to manipulate this again.
Well, I just got my flu shots. And I want to tell you, there's some research on this, Mel, that's interesting. Okay. A number of studies have shown if you get a flu shot, it actually helps you against COVID.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know what it does? Because it sort of makes your immune system better. So the data actually is pretty clear that that there's a positive effect of having flu shots on top of any vaccine shots that you may have taken.
Wow. You know, well, it doesn't seem like these vaccine shots are helping at all. No. Everyone knows the flu shot usually does. So
a little bit, not everyone, but yeah, to some degree.
It's just like, how much of this stuff should people be? I mean, it feels like people shouldn't be putting so much of this stuff in their body. And the other thing that's happening, I believe, is a lot of children, like I said, I'm shocked at how many parents are happily, willingly, and proudly putting this in their kids. Uh-huh. But Fauci comes out again the other day and he says, there's no evidence backing up that there are long-term side effects. There's no long-term evidence at all.
Well, let's be real clear on this. And I've written about this in some articles. There are many short-term and long-term effects. A wonderful piece of analysis has shown me a couple of things. Almost all of the adverse effects from the vaccines, okay, happen very quickly. Right. They happen 30 to 50% of the time, they happen within a few days, okay? These are adverse blood clots. I'm reading all the time about young people dying from brain bleeds, okay? Bleeding in their brain, okay? This is vaccine-induced blood problems are becoming more and more recognized. Some of them show up quickly, but Mel, some of them may not show up for months or years, okay? There's wonderful research that's shown from these vaccines, you get microscopic, I want to emphasize, microscopic blood clots in the tiny blood vessels throughout your body. And when they do autopsies on people now, you get the same blood clotting, by the way, from bad COVID infection, but you get the same blood clotting from the vaccines themselves. Why? Because the vaccines put in the spike protein in your body. It's the spike protein that gets you if you get COVID infection, and the spike protein that gets you badly if you get the vaccines. So my next blood test that I'm going to get soon, I want my doctor, there's a blood test you can take.
Oh, wow.
The D-dimer test, been around a long time. You get this test and it reveals whether or not your body is filled with blood clots.
Oh, wow. Now, people need to know that.
You think Fauci and these agencies want you to get this blood test? No, because the more people who get the blood test, one doctor gives the blood test, 62% of his patients, 62% who had the Moderna shot, their bodies were filled with microscopic blood clots, 62%.
Oh my God, it is unbelievable.
So I'm worried because I did get the shots early on, way back.
Right, I remember, really early, yeah.
Now, of course, I want to get the test.
But everyone, most of my friends' parents that are your age got them because they were of that age group. It seemed like the smarter thing to do. But, right. You know, it is alarming because when Colin Powell died, a lot of the mainstream media wasn't even saying that he was double vaccinated. They were, you know, it was like they totally skipped over that. That should have been the biggest part of the story.
And they didn't use the term breakthrough infection also.
Right.
Most of the time.
See, if they were concerned about our health, that would have been an alarming situation, just like it would have been a positive thing when they found out that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine worked. But again, they're still saying it doesn't. I finally saw some people confronted, but the truth of the matter is, what are we dealing with here? What is this? None of this makes sense. Like, what do you make of it?
Well, it's all a devious, Fauci started a devious, what they call a plandemic, you know?
Right.
It's a totally corrupt, government reaction to a legitimate, viral problem, okay. But again, under 65 or 70, nobody had to fear the new virus, really. Even if they didn't take ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, the CDC data showed for most people, they would be asymptomatic, no symptoms, or they have mild symptoms. It would be like a bad cold.
Right. Okay? Yes.
That's for the vast majority of people, okay? By the way, latest data, just yesterday, I'm reading this stuff, I hardly believe it, on ivermectin. I was talking about India. Why does India, with less than 10% vaccination, have a way lower death rate than Israel, which has over 80% vaccination? Now it turns out we have two more countries, now it's Indonesia. The data shows a sharp drop because they're using ivermectin. What's the new country? This is not going to get any attention in the mainstream media. You won't believe
this. Israel?
Japan.
Oh, Japan. Japan is the one also.
Japan is using ivermectin. And all of a sudden, they can't believe their data.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, the cases have dropped like a stone. Wiped out in Tokyo because they started to approve, the government started to approve the use of ivermectin.
I can't believe that it was blocked anywhere. Anyway, this is so crazy to me. And you wonder, was it about, because a lot of people talk about the depopulation agenda and all of that.
Money. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always so it was money.
About money. Yeah. Because I was talking to somebody about a lot of the big pharma and a lot of their patents were expiring or whatever. I believe this has to be about money. It can't be about anything else. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you, so it turns out that Dr. Fauci has financed not just a few, but like 30 studies with the Wuhan CCP bioweapons lab from the NIH, working in cahoots with the Chinese military bioweapon lab for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that treason? I'm so confused. So an American, the highest paid, apparently American federal employee has been in cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party military, our supposed enemy, for all these years, creating gain-of-function bioweapons.
Yes.
How can that be okay? How can that be justified?
It's insanity that this man who the media put up as a hero, as a god, has actually been doing what you might call treasonous things.
Right.
Treasonous things.
I mean,
they've gotten away with it.
Yeah. And it turns out, like, it's beyond that. Now, I'm a little nervous. I wonder what you think, or if you see any data. Do they have more to come? I mean, are they, has anything been done to make sure that, you know, this is so nefarious that you can't say that it's not going to get worse. I've been saying to people, a lot of people say, oh, the doctors, the nurses. I think if they're following the CDC rule of putting that you're unvaccinated next to adverse reactions and deaths in that 14-day window, yes, that they're complicit in a crime, in my opinion. But, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, it's total corruption.
Right.
It's deception, corruption.
And there's so many people involved, and it's interesting. I've been saying a lot lately, I say, you know, it's not that long ago that 6 million people were murdered in Nazi Germany,
right,
but 1 million Germans worked there. How do you think the camps functioned? Because people went there and were complicit in those crimes by following orders or, you know, all of that. We have that right now in America with doctors and nurses and coroners and all these people. It's a mess. I don't know.
You mentioned Germany. Somebody sent me data from Europe, Germany, and some other countries. What's going on right now? This is really current. All of a sudden, they're looking at their data, Mel, and they're looking at what we call excess deaths. These are deaths that just don't make any sense year to year.
Oh, wow.
And it's not due to COVID. So how do you explain what they're trying to do is figure out why are more people dying in some of these European countries? I'll tell you the answer, Mel. They're dying from the vaccines. The vaccines are killing people. And I'm going to give you a number that you haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Somebody, a wonderful analyst out of Israel, looks at US data, okay, our data,
right,
and says, wait a minute, something doesn't look right here. She goes through an enormous detailed analysis. I'll give you the bottom line. She wanted to know how many people in the United States are really dying from just the vaccine, not from COVID, right, but from the vaccines. And I'll tell you her number because you won't believe it. 150,000.
Wow.
150,000 people, according to her analysis, which I've read in detail, looks quite kosher to me.
Right.
Talk about big news. If
150,000
Americans have died just from taking the vaccines.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It is so sickening. It is mass murder. It's mass murder. And here's the other thing that is going on. And I want to know what's happening to you. Because I, on my tour, I've been with a bunch of doctors, Dr. Northrup, Dr. Z, Dr. Artis, people just like you. I have to say, you guys have all been, really attacked, censored, silenced, you know, Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, you know, Dr. Young, all of you guys, everyone that has been on the front lines, including you, of this battle to get the truth out and to try to actually save lives, have been demonized by your own profession and the media and stuff. What do you make of this? How does this go forward? Because all the good guys, you included, the doctors that are actually living up to their oath, to their ethics, to God, have been marginalized. And the masses that believe CNN and MSNBC think that the good guys are wrong. And what's the future of medicine look like?
Terrible. This is a terrible attack. The public has no more reason to trust the medical establishment, the public health establishment. I can't tell you how many doctors, and you know a little bit about this, doctors are losing their hospital positions. I just read this morning, a great doctor in Utah, I think Ryan Cole is his name, he's about to get killed also in terms of his livelihood.
Right.
McCullough in Texas lost his hospital job. I'm reading all the time now. I have no job to lose. I'm retired.
Right, I know.
I never use social media. I never was for social media, so I can't get kicked off of social media. I actually have a couple of more websites, popular ones, that are publishing my articles.
Right, so, a lot, yeah.
So that, you know, we have, again, an alternative universe here.
Right.
The truth tellers.
Right.
But are we losing the war or losing the battle? Maybe, because Fauci still has all the power. You know, they're still controlling most of the public through propaganda.
Right.
So I'm not a wild optimist about our future.
Yeah. We're going to need like an alternative medical establishment, because the other thing I saw Dr. Malone talking about that created the mRNA and has been warning about it. He's been talking about, not only has he been threatened and all of that, but he's saying that they're basically like hunting down doctors to anyone that's going against it and taking their licenses. What is the American Medical Association? What is going on?
You see, the American Medical Association, all of the big medical societies are in the pocket of Fauci, NIH. They get their money from big pharma, okay? The medical journals, the associations, they're living off of this corrupt establishment, okay? So 90% of physicians they are employees. They're not independent doctors.
Right.
They work for hospitals or health organizations. They are not free to prescribe ivermectin.
Right.
They're not free to tell the truth, okay? They'll keep their jobs, but they're really not serving the medical needs of
their patients. I think they're criminals. I mean, I understand that they want to keep their livelihood and stuff, but if you know that there's a cure and you're a doctor and you're not using it, you know, I've seen these people also, Stella Emanuel, I was just at an event with her, you know, it's so sad because it's about like a moral compass and a what matters in life. And I guess if your livelihood and everything is tied up in it, but now we have a situation where doctors and nurses that won't take the jab are being fired.
Yes.
So they're not going to even have people to treat people for heart attacks and other things.
The whole American system is collapsing.
Right.
It's because of these brave people refusing to take the shot.
Right.
By the way, the people refusing to get vaccinated, they are the most informed people. They are the most informed people, not all the ones taking the shots. They're ill-informed. They can't give consent. What is consent when you get a vaccine shot? Then nobody is telling you the truth so that you can be really, you know.
People still don't even know what's in it. It appears that people still don't even know what's in it, but also
I'm looking at a German researcher who has prepared slides of blood taken from vaccinated people soon after vaccination.
Right.
She takes a blood sample, she puts it on slides, looks at it under the microscope, publishes this. I'm looking at the slides. What do you see, Mel? It's unbelievable. I'm looking at the actual blood of vaccinated people. And what you see, the red cells are piled up on each other, like in a column. Red cells have to be free to move around in the bloodstream. Now, when you think about this, when you look at the pictures under the microscope, these columns of red cells, what do you think that's leading to? It's leading to blood clots.
Right.
Blood clots, okay? And the blood clots take away your platelets from your bloodstream. That's how you get brain bleeds, strokes. Your whole system is screwed up. So she does the research. It's probably not published anywhere, I think, at this point, because the medical journals, listen, I was put on as a co-author on a medical research journal article.
Right.
It was submitted by about 20 or 30 of us people, okay?
Right. Yeah.
It just got rejected from the medical journal.
Well, what medical journal? The ones that lied to us the whole time, The Lancet and the other one?
But they're all corrupt at this point. Right. So this article, which I was a part of because it promoted, taking the generic medicines,
right,
which against the vaccines. Okay, so I'm just telling you, the whole system is so corrupt. Everywhere you look, it's corrupt. Who do you trust anymore? You can't trust the government. I mean,
I was going to ask you because of your book that you wrote before that is more relevant now than ever.
Yes. Yes. I hope people still read Pandemic Blunder.
I know Pandemic Blunder has all the answers.
It is still like, it's like Pandemic 101.
Oh my God.
Everything in it.
Yeah.
I told the truth.
I know.
It's still the truth.
Okay. It is the truth. And we'll put a link to it below because it really, because now a lot more people are waking up, I believe, at this point.
I agree with you. Stay with that point. That's positive, Mel.
Yeah.
That's why we see so many people refusing to take the shot.
Right.
Why? Because the truth is bubbling up because of podcasts like yours,
right,
because of all the websites that publish my kind of articles. All right.
Yep.
The truth bubbles up.
Right.
And so you have all of these Americans now, millions of Americans, right, who don't want to take the shot.
Right. And there's also the my body, my choice mentality. And a lot of people see the slippery slide. If you're willing to inject something into your body or your child's body because the government is telling you you have to or you'll lose your job, something is very wrong. It's a very slippery slope because, these guys, these same lunatics that are involved in this, the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, they also talk about transhumanism and all of this crazy stuff. Well, if we let them get away with this so easily with very little resistance, what's next? People really are starting to look at this and thinking, wait a minute, this slippery slope is getting really, really scary. And I think that's what's waking people up the most.
Well, the beginning of the public rebellion, let's call it, is the fact that we have millions of Americans refusing to take the shot.
Right.
They're sacrificing their jobs.
Right.
Some of them are in the military. I wrote an article about the Army colonel who wrote this affidavit in a lawsuit saying, don't make the military get the shots. She has to, she's an MD
in
public health, and she's saying, I have to certify people to fly military planes. I'm not going to certify them if they get vaccinated.
Right.
And we already have two cases, I don't know whether you've noticed, of pilots dying flying because they got vaccinated. Okay.
And is that because of air? What is causing that? I don't think it's just two. I think there's more than that worldwide.
Well, what's going to do that is the blood clotting problem.
Right.
Okay. Now, I love, there's a story that I that broke my heart about a policeman in Denver, a cop, right? He had COVID, got over it, fine. He's in his 30s, I think. He then has to take the shot to keep his job as a cop, right?
Right.
What happens? Within 2 or 3 days, his legs are paralyzed.
Oh, my God.
He can't walk.
And that's another thing. Some of these side effects are permanent. Or so debilitating. And yet that I think the worst part here that is should be a crime. I mean, I wish there was somebody that could arrest these people already. But the saying that things aren't happening within that 14-day period,
nonsense,
that people are unvaccinated, to me is a giant crime. And anyone going along with that is complicit.
Oh, it's I've seen the data, and when you look at a list of all the adverse effects, almost all of them, 30 to 50% happen within that 2-week period. So you can see the undercounting, right? The intentional
undercounting
of the bad effects of the vaccine. This is absolutely criminal corruption. Criminal.
Yeah. Now, okay. Well, we're going to try to end on a positive note. Because actually you seem a lot more healthy right now because I know there was a time when you were feeling a little sick. You seem like healthy and in good, you look good shape, good spirits. You're taking the ivermectin as a prophylactic. What should people do to protect themselves? There's a lot of people that are losing their jobs, but there's some people honestly that took it that because they have a family, they were coerced, whatever. Yes. So what can people do just to kind of, you know?
A lot of things, Mel. First off, people are writing to me all the time, how can I get ivermectin? Because the doctors won't prescribe it.
Right.
I got a shipment. I get mine from India, okay? I found a few places. One friend gave me a place. I got a shipment of 600 pills, ivermectin, 12 milligram. By the way, if you buy these ivermectin 12 milligram pills from India, you'll pay about 30 or 40 cents a pill, 12 milligram. If you can get any in the United States, they're only 3 milligram. And what are the pharmacies charging people? $4 or $5 a pill.
Oh my God.
A pill for 3 milligrams. I'm getting 12 milligrams for like 30 or 40 cents.
Wow.
So I tell people, you got to do a little searching and everything.
Right.
I think you can trust a lot of these places in India, because in India, they're making billions and billions of ivermectin pills because they're all taking it in India.
Right. Exactly.
So, and the other thing that I just good advice to people, strengthen your immune system. My wife and I take, it's in my book, by the way,
right,
the 4 vitamin supplement protocol. Vitamin C, a good dose, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. Vitamin D, you want to take probably 4,000 or more units a day. Quercetin, it's an old line supplement, and zinc, okay? Right. You take those 4, it's a way to keep your immune system strong and resistant to the virus.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, for people that are waking up, because we're growing, your original book, Plandemic Blunder, is Pandemic Blunder, is really, I can't help it anymore, yeah, is really the Bible of exactly what really happened here.
Yes.
And it really lays it out. But you do put that protocol in there. Something I want to ask you that people have asked me, and I don't know, but you will. Now, the FDA doesn't regulate these supplements and stuff. So when you're buying them, do you have in your book, like differentiate? Cause you go into the health food store and there's like a million.
Well, I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I buy all of my supplements either from Amazon, cause I trust and name brands on Amazon, or I buy them from Costco and I trust Costco.
Okay.
So
no, I don't people think you shouldn't have really worry about that. That's something not, yeah,
you know,
not
I don't
really
think you
real.
Have to worry about C,
okay,
and D and zinc and quercetin. People are not screwing up those kinds,
okay,
of
stuff. Good. Because people say, like, you know, they, I don't know which kind to buy. And I don't even know if it matters. It really probably doesn't, because it's very
not
been
really
around
enough
forever.
For those kind of
right.
things.
Yeah. And one last thing before I let you go. It appears to me that these masks that people are still wearing, okay, are very dangerous. So what I've seen a couple times, especially with like a teenage kid that is in my family and other things, these masks seem to be causing illnesses.
Yes.
That aren't COVID, but they're being caused the mask. Is that happening? Like,
yes, you know, it's real.
Like bronchitis or something.
It's unsanitary to keep, you know, breathing in and out within that enclosed space. Okay.
Right.
I go, you know, now I go to work out in a gym a couple of times a week. And what I do, and they make me wear the mask inside, but as soon as I work out, I lower my mask. All right.
Right.
It's unhealthy.
Right.
To restrict your oxygen flow while you're exercising.
Right. I've always thought this. I see people running in New York with the mask on outside. And I think, what is going on? People are so brainwashed. But I think these masks, there's no science that they help.
No science. You know, it's in my book. I had the first study out of Denmark. It's in my book. Masks do not work.
Yeah. And they're also psychological tools. And like, they're so bad. Because in New York City, where I am, they're making kids wear the mask for 8 hours a day in school. And if you violate the mask thing, you get like sent to the principal. You get like a 2 days kicked out. For wearing a mask 8 hours, children. Unbelievable.
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate that the masks don't work and they're not healthy. Yeah.
The research has been consistent on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a trailblazer and a truth teller. And you honestly were the first person I ever saw almost 2 years ago, ringing the alarm. And I know you're in a group of a lot of great doctors that are on a team with you that are really standing up against all of this. And I'm going to put your book, obviously, always in the description box. Anyone who hasn't read it yet really should. It's a real worthwhile read. If you're armed with the facts and the truth that Dr. Hirschhorn puts in there, you're going to navigate whatever's coming next, because they're not going to let this go. We really have to keep getting the truth out there, keep waking people up, keep giving people the facts. Also, I share a lot of Dr. Hirschhorn's articles. He's all around World News Daily, No Q Report. Anytime you see him, I'll share his info below. You will be amazed at the data he gets his hands on and shares, thank God. So thank you again, Joel. You are thank an amazing, you know. Amazing man, and really a truth teller that we need for this time where there's so few left. So thank you for coming on again. I could not appreciate it more. Thanks.
I appreciate it, Mel. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.